A communique issued late Friday by the AU Peace and Security Council strongly condemns the hostile actions launched by forces under the Congolese rebel commander, General Laurent Nkunda. The rebel chief commands a force of about 10,000 that is poised outside Goma on the DRC border with Rwanda. Nkunda's forces stand accused of looting, killing, and rape during their advance on Goma several days ago. Rights groups have also criticized government troops for atrocities and looting. The AU communique issued Friday does not mention Nkunda or his forces by name, but AU Peace and Security Commissioner Ramtane Lamamra says there should be no doubt it refers to Nkunda.
That is the fact that the troops of Mr. Nkunda are the ones who have launched the offensive.
Commissioner Lamamra says the African Union is working closely with the United Nations, the United States, and the European Union to find a political solution before further violence descends on Goma. He told reporters a diplomatic initiative aimed at ending the standoff around Goma is a cause for hope.
There are contacts aimed at bringing together the leaders in the region. So this is what I call quiet diplomacy. And we certainly hope that this will bring fruit.
The AU communique pledges strong support for the UN peacekeeping force, known by its French acronym MONUC, and condemns recent attacks on its blue-helmeted peacekeepers. Tunisia's AU ambassador, Hatem Atala, who holds the rotating chairmanship of the Peace and Security Council, expressed hope that a strong and coordinated diplomatic push could restore stability around Goma, where tens of thousands of residents and government troops have fled as rebels advance to within a few kilometers of the town.
I think this is the start of the process. I mean, things can evolve. The main thing that we are really interested in today is our very, very strong concern, of course, about the violence and the hostilities, but also we're concerned about the humanitarian situation. We are seeing people fleeing, and this is exerting a heavy toll on the population, and this is our the main concern at this point.
The head of the MONUC force said this week his peacekeepers are stretched to the limit and ask that more troops be dispatched urgently. MONUC is already the largest UN peacekeeping mission, with about 17,000 police and soldiers in the DRC. African Union officials say they support efforts to bring more international peacekeepers to the tense region. At the same time, however, they say it's unlikely any African troops are available to help. An East African standby force designed to respond to crises such as this is not yet operational. Nkunda launched a rebellion 3 years ago, saying the transition to democracy in the DRC had excluded ethnic Tutsi. He charged that the government in Kinshasa has not protected ethnic Tutsis from Hutu militias who escaped to eastern Congo after the 1994 Rwanda genocide. Referring to the urgent need of a quick diplomatic solution to the current tensions around Goma, one AU diplomat commented, "Nobody wants another Rwanda." Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.